This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, so I gotta admit, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but Big Ten football is happening, and of course that includes Penn State. So they did decide to start games after all the weekend of October 24th. Now listen, we're a huge Penn State family. Mm-hmm. My daughter goes there. My husband and I both went there, and I miss Penn State football. I certainly do, but how safe is this for the student athletes?
Well, you told me, so we were just on Facebook, and I didn't know this. You told me about the statistic that what a hotspot State College is. I had no idea.
I didn't either, and I saw this yesterday. This is according to the New York Times, and it came out the same day that this announcement was made. So State College is the second largest coronavirus hotspot in the U.S. Behind a town in Wisconsin, which was another college town.
How about that?
So now you get these student athletes playing football, which I'm thrilled about. But what if they get it? Then they spread it even more to the regular students, which already it's a hotspot. Mm-hmm.
And the players, if they test positive, have to sit out for like 21 days, like 3 weeks. But something I also didn't know is that when they get tested, that turnaround for the results is a lot faster than for other students.
That's the thing. They get, you know, these, I don't even know, the super tests where you can find out, I guess, within 24 hours. A lot of them are there on scholarship. Yep. What about the students like mine where I'm paying tuition and their tests? You got to wait 4 or 5 days.
I can see as a parent why you would be so passionate about that. You know what I mean?
It
makes no sense. No,
listen. Doesn't. Like, everyone should be treated equal, you know?
Absolutely. But by the way, there will be no fans in attendance to these Big Ten games, obviously.
No,
so eight teams are going to play eight straight weeks. As you mentioned, October 24th, that's going to be the first day, opening day. And then the Big Ten championship game will be on December 19th. Football is back, but in a very weird way, for sure.
Yeah.
Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, not that we even know if Halloween is going to be allowed this year, trick-or-treating-wise, but did you see what is expected to be, like, the most popular costume for adults, at least? It's called the Karen. It's the angry woman who confronts everyone. And there is a mask, and it's actually, have you seen the picture, Bill?
I did.
It's very scary.
It's hilarious.
A mask for her. Then, of course, you get a blonde wig. And then there are T-shirts that go along with the costume that say things like, you know, I want to talk to the manager. So if you haven't seen enough Karens in real life these days, you might see more on Halloween. Bill and I, we're always the same thing. Like, I've got this great witch costume, so I'm always a witch. And he's always either Robert Smith from The Cure because he's got the Robert Smith wig.
That's right.
Or he's a pirate using the Robert Smith
wig. I like being a pirate last year with you. I think we paired nicely, the pirate and the witch. Speaking of Halloween, did you hear about that rare blue moon that's supposed to appear Halloween night? Yeah, so they say it's just going to be a big, bright full moon. It's not going to look that much different from a regular full moon. But it is rare because the last one was March 31st, 2018. So it's like every 2 years it happens. The one after this Halloween will happen in 2021.
Is it blue? I know they're calling it blue, but
no, they say you really can't tell the difference.
Right.
But they're calling it, it's like a harvest moon or something.
Oh, the harvest moon.
The
moon. I like that Halloween is on a Saturday.
You know what? Speaking of, perhaps I'll drink a blue moon beer.
There you go.
Celebrate.
Perfect.
The blue moon. Why not? Or maybe have 4 or 5. Who knows? We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, here's a word that you're going to hear a lot about over the next few months. The word is twindemic, and it refers to this fall season of both the flu and COVID-19.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Simultaneously, I promise this year I am getting that flu shot.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah. All the health experts are saying it. They're very worried that hospitals will be overrun with people who have either virus. So, you know, obviously, the least we can do is get that flu shot. Try to avoid getting that this year. Don't avoid getting that this year. My mom even called me. Anytime we talk about the flu shot, she calls me later and says, you better get it. She scheduled hers in New Jersey and she did like a drive through. And she wore her mask and they came
so
to her car
got it.
And she got it. She got it like, I
Moms
guess a week or.
Know best.
They know best.
Go get it.
Yeah, you gotta schedule that flu shot. Doctors have it in stock right now. Words I thought I'd never say on this show. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you are a member of our Be Up Club, then we know you've heard the name Pam Irwin before. So Pam Irwin is not only a dear friend of the show, but she has been a Be Up Club member like since day one. She sends us beautiful homemade cards for birthdays and holidays all the time. And she's just a genuinely beautiful person. So, Pam, we want to congratulate you. Yeah, today
right.
especially. You're our top fan of
Look
the day,
that.
Pam Irwin, sponsored by Acme.
Yeah, congratulations. As Jen mentioned, we love all you do, and we're so happy to give you all these shout-outs you're going to get today.
Yes.
So it's Pam Irwin Day on B101 today, and rightfully so. By the way, we're doing something very cool once again with Acme. So this summer, you might remember we were doing barbecue in a bag, those drop-offs. Well, we're doing Acme lunch breaks now. It includes a $100 Acme gift card, and you could enter to win yours right now. Go online at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, 729 right now. We are going to play Beat the Bee, and this is a game that works like this. So you guys, you're betting on me. It's really a yes or no. Will I correctly be able to answer Bill's trivia question.
That's right. Today's category, famous TV housekeepers. Now, you're probably asking yourself, why? Why that category?
Why that category, Bill?
Because it is Professional House Cleaners Day today. It's a very tough job. And over the years on various sitcoms, we've seen a lot of great TV housekeepers as characters. A lot of nostalgia here. I think you're going to do well.
I'm trying to think back.
It's... Well,
little Alice is about the only
Alice
thing
is
I
in there. Alice is in there.
All right. Well, you are playing for a great prize this morning. It's a $50 Wawa gift card, okay? Your favorite Wawa Sizzly varieties are 2 for $4. Got to have a Wawa, so if you want to play Beat the Bee, give us a call, B-Color-10 right now. You'll get to play.
Yep, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, we have an awesome prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a $50 gift card to Wawa, and we're playing this morning with Jen from Philly. She was caller number 10.
All right, Jen, it's 5 trivia questions for Jen Ryan. Today's category is TV housekeepers in honor of Professional Housekeepers Day today. 3 out of 5, right, and you win.
Jen, my husband's name is Ryan, so whenever they say Jen Ryan, it makes me smile.
This is so crazy.
I love that.
That
is awesome.
I love it.
It was meant to be that you get to play Beat the Bee, Jen.
Absolutely.
All right.
Your one.
I love it. All right. So are you ready to play?
I sure am.
Here we go. Question one, Jen. Jen Ryan.
Yes.
Mrs. Drummond was in charge of teenage girls on the show Facts of Life. But before that, she ran the house on what 80s sitcom? What TV show? Her character was actually a spinoff. Can you name that TV show? Jen, can she do that? I'm getting confused.
You know, I'm going to say no because I can't do that.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And I wanted to tell everybody, chances are, if you don't know the answer to Bill's crazy questions, then I don't either. I can only think of Facts of Life.
Think of the other show. You can't? You're drawing a blank? I'm going to buzz you wrong.
Am.
It was Different Strokes.
Was she on
She
that
was
show?
On Different Strokes
oh,
as
really?
Mrs. Drummond, and then she was on Facts of Life as Mrs. Drummond. She got her own show.
I only remember Facts of Life.
That's
Jen,
all right.
We're on the same wavelength.
But hey, Jen, good for you.
Love it.
You bet against Jen Ryan, and you're on the board there. So here we go. Question two. Jen, on the TV show The Jeffersons, they had a wisecracking housekeeper played by Marla Gibbs. Can you name this housekeeper? Now, Jen, can she do that?
I'm not sure if that sound was excitement or that she doesn't know. And
it was frustration,
Jen. She has the same groan for everything. Can you think she could do that, Jen?
I can't, so I'm going to say no.
Right. It wasn't Florence.
It was Florence.
It was.
It was Florence.
I'm so
okay,
sorry.
That's all right. Plenty of chances to win. Here we go. Question three. Alice was the lovable housekeeper on the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Her boyfriend on the show was Sam the Butcher. You remember Sam? Now, two of the Brady kids got locked in Sam's walk-in cooler, his refrigerator. Remember that episode? Very famous episode.
I don't.
Can you name those two Brady kids? Jen, can she do that?
Well, she said she doesn't remember the episode, so no.
This is a dumpster fire so far.
It totally is.
All right. Name two of the kids.
I'll guess. Was it Peter and Cindy?
No, it was Bobby and Greg.
Okay.
That's right. And Bobby was so little, he got to crawl out the window and save Greg.
Oh.
All right. So you're on. Listen, one more and you win, Jen, okay?
Let's do this, Jen.
All right.
I can't wait to be done with this category. Jen Rosario was the housekeeper for the super rich and super sassy Karen Walker on what NBC sitcom? What show?
No.
Come on.
Rosario.
Now, Jen, will she know that?
I don't know this one either. I'm failing too, so I'm going to say no.
Bill, nobody knows the answers
Come
to these
on.
Questions.
Rosario. She
Rosario.
Was the, she was
I mean,
the funny
does...
housekeeper on what show?
It sounds familiar.
NBC sitcom. Yeah. You can't do it? Give me one.
Desperate Housewives.
No, wrong network, wrong show. It was Will and Grace. You're wrong. But Jen, you bet against Jen Ryan.
Yeah.
And you won. Congratulations. All right.
Did we
learn anything?
No, we've learned that your questions are awful.
No, this
no
is,
one knows the
this
answers.
This is TV
though.
History. This is a piece of Americana.
Jen, congratulations, though. You got a $50 gift card to Wawa.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So we were talking about Big Ten football returning a few moments ago. Let's talk about Eagles football for a minute because, as you know, their home opener is on Sunday against the Rams, and you are absolutely not allowed to tailgate at the Link or even nearby at FDR Park. The city does not want, obviously, all the crowds gathered there because of COVID-19.
Absolutely. And all stadium roads will be closed Sunday as well, so keep that in mind. So the streets from 7th to Broad and Packer to 95 will be shut down from 6 in the morning to 5 p.m. 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Of course, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. No fans allowed in the stadium, obviously, but you will hear that piped-in crowd noise that they've been doing for all the NFL games. I got to tell you, it was a little weird at first, but it's actually pretty good.
I like it.
I like it, too. You got to have that ambient noise. So you will hear an Eagles chant or two, or maybe even 100. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, time to be on top of it. Entertainment-wise, big night at the Academy of Country Music Awards last night. And congratulations to Carrie Underwood, who she actually tied with Thomas Rhett for the Entertainer of the Year Award.
Thank you to the ACM, not just for this, but for putting me in such incredible company. I am more than happy to share this with Thomas Rhett. I am beyond honored. Thank you, fans, for coming out to see us, spending your hard-earned money. Band, crew, everybody that makes those shows happen. You guys, hold on. It will happen again. Just hold on.
Yeah. Someday concerts will return like they used to be, you know, someday. Also, big congratulations to Maren Morris. Love her. She won the Female Artist of the Year Award, and she had to make her speech super short, and here's why.
This is so weird talking to no one, but I have so many people to thank. This is an award I never thought I would get to win, so thank you to the voters. Thank you to my beautiful husband and my new baby boy, Hayes, who is definitely asleep right now, I hope. Oh, my God, I have to pee.
Well, listen, I take, what, 10 pee breaks a morning? So I do get it.
Yeah.
All human. You know.
And this is a little weird, but I am sure you're seeing this everywhere, too. So Samuel L. Jackson wants everyone to register to vote, okay, and to encourage you to do that. He put out this tweet that if at least 2,500 people clicked on the link that was in his tweet, it was to a voter, you know, registration page. Then he would teach us all how to swear in 15 different languages.
That is amazing because no one does it like he can. He swears like he can. He is a curse wordsmith. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, time to be positive. And every day this week at this time, we're featuring one of our What Will It Be Gender Reveal Contest winners, sponsored by Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more, and we couldn't do these gender reveals without our friends at Axia, so thank you so much for your partnership. On the line now, I have Casey Grenfell of Glen Olden, and she's ready to share her good news. First off, congratulations, Casey.
Thank you so much.
You must be so excited. Now, is this baby number one?
baby number two.
Aw, two is a great number. Now, how old is your first child?
12 years old.
12? Oh, my gosh.
You waited a long time.
You did. So, first child, is that a big brother or a big sister?
Big brother.
Big brother, okay. Now, when is this baby due?
This baby is due January 14th.
January 14th, okay. So, you're about to share all this happy news with all of Philadelphia. Are you a little nervous? Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
You're good, all right. Are your friends and family, are they listening right now?
Yes, they are.
Okay, great. So, whenever you're ready, you can make that big announcement, okay?
Yeah, we're so excited. So what will it be?
It is a boy.
Yay!
Aw,
baby
nice.
Boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so baby boy's going to have a big brother.
Yes.
That's very
All
exciting.
Boys.
All boys, that's right. So, I mean, you don't have to tell us, but do you have a name picked out? You have a list going, maybe?
No, we haven't really decided.
Okay.
So I wasn't really too sure if it was going to be named after his father.
I gotcha.
Or after my brother who passed away.
Okay. Okay. Well, both would be great choices. And I'm just going to say Bill's a good, great choice for a name, too.
I have Uncle Bill.
Right. There you go. Well, listen, congratulations. Casey, you won yourself a $200 shopping spree for your baby boy. We'll
Yay.
Send one of those. Yeah. That's money's going to come in handy, certainly, right?
Yes.
Because I don't know how many hand-me-down clothes you have left from the first boy.
None,
see, right? Because 12 years, right? You got rid of them all. So, yeah, that's going to come in handy.
Yeah, and we're also going to give you one of our really adorable Baby Bee onesies.
I love it.
Great. Well, listen, congratulations to you and your family. January 14th.
Yeah, what a way to kick off the new year. Congratulations. And again, a big thank you to our What Will It Be? Gender Reveal Contest sponsor, Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. We really, really appreciate your partnership. And there is another mommy-to-be somewhere out there in the Delaware Valley that you are going to hear from tomorrow morning at this time, 9:45. And I know she's super excited to share her news with you right here on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.